Support for KBIA's podcast of Off the Clock comes from PS Gallery. PS Gallery features three-month exhibits of local, regional, and national artists in all media, including jewelry. PS Gallery is located at 1025 East Walnut in the North Village Arts District. More information can be found at perlostevensgallery.com or at 573-442-4831.
You're listening to KBIA, and this is Off the Clock, a weekly guide to arts and culture across the state. I'm Scarlett Robertson. Local writer Kaya Parsonen is something of a fixture on Columbia's literary scene. She freelances for regional publications and founded the Quarry Heights Writers Workshop last year. Kaya was born in Saudi Arabia to second-generation expats, so it makes sense that the country would be the setting of her debut novel, The Ruins of Us. The story revolves around the marriage between the American Rosalie and her Saudi husband, Abdullah. It begins as Rosalie learns Abdullah's taken a second wife and explores the fallout of this. Let's start with a reading from The Ruins of Us about character Rosalie's complicated feelings about Saudi Arabia.
That love, that mysterious child love for a left-behind place that's larger than time spent there or the remembrance of distant, long-ago faces. It's not innate. It didn't solidify during her birth in her parents' temporary home on Dahlia Street on the state oil compound, for that had been marked by struggle. Her mother passed down an explicit version of events that left harsh words echoing in Rosalie's head. Nor did it happen during the afternoon spent feeding the mongooses to the alligator that Jimmy Roo Weedle kept in a pit in his backyard, although that did inspire the first thought that perhaps she was not living a normal childhood. And Rosalie knew that it didn't happen at the compound pool, where she and the other company brats dove for halala coins in the deep end, feeling their ears pop and their eyes rage with chlorine as they searched for the glint of silver against the tiles. No, those moments, even taken together, were not love. They were simply memories that she had of an irregular childhood. Love is built of more peculiar stuff, she had learned. And so Rosalie searched her memories for those moments in which she might have constructed her obsession with Arabia, a land that did not want her, that perhaps did not want anybody.
Did you set out to write a book about a family and then decide to set it in Saudi Arabia, or were you like, I want to write a book about Saudi Arabia, or how did that work?
I really just started with Saudi Arabia and that feeling of nostalgia. And then I also, I did remember that when I was 14 years old, my mother had received a call from an American woman that she and my father had befriended because they were friends with her Saudi husband. And she was calling to let them know that this Saudi man had taken a second wife and how devastated she was. And I think it had been like 10 or even 15 years that he'd been married to this other woman in addition to being married to her. As a child, that sort of stuck with me. You know, I think a writer's job is to say why. What is the outcome of that action? And then to explore it. And I don't think that good fiction is supposed to give us answers. I think it's supposed to ask questions and to explore those questions. And that's what I really hope to do with this family, is explore the fallout of such a choice on all the children. And, of course, I am a child of divorce, and I also very much took an interest in failed marriages. Why do marriages that are, you know, really filled with a lot of love and that have decades behind them, how is it that they can fail? And what does that look like? So it also sprung from my desire to understand marriage and why marriages fail.
What's the creative process like for you?
I would say with novel writing, the process is long and laborious, and it's not glamorous in the least. And, you know, this book was my first book, so I was really teaching myself how to write a novel, and I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I was sort of bumbling along and piecing it together scene by scene. And I'd never even written a short story before when I started writing this novel, so I would just read a lot. So I would say it was a very cobbled together experience.
Your writing, particularly about Saudi Arabia, is so vivid. I have an entire sort of idea of what it must be like there. Was that all based on your memories?
I did get to return in 2008. So that trip allowed me to refresh those memories, those sensory memories, and really helped me imbue the book with those vivid details, I think, because, of course, my memories from childhood were sort of gauzy and vague, and it was great to bring them into sharp relief. I love just immersing myself in the research first when I'm tackling these subjects about which I don't know as much. You know, for instance, the extremism in The Ruins of Us, which I really did have to study. I just read, and, you know, pretty soon it sort of starts to seep into your consciousness enough where you feel comfortable to start writing about certain subjects.
I know besides being a love story to the country and a love story in itself between many of the characters, there's a real life story that's pretty amazing involving your parents.
Both my parents are writers. So what I did was, as I was writing these chapters, I would share them with my father and my mother separately because, of course, they were divorced
at the time.
Neither of my parents remarried after they got divorced in 1999, and they really did hold this flame for one another. And I just remember thinking, did they even get divorced? And so, of course, with my parent trap mentality,
exactly.
I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'll give you these chapters where I'm writing about how these two characters are longing for each other and they got a divorce and they never really should have. And my parents did actually end up getting back together. So after a decade of being apart, they are now living together.
Are they remarried?
They are not remarried.
Okay.
But they are partners in crime, definitely. Mm-hmm. And they live back in my old neighborhood. And it has been strange to see that happen. But I also sort of feel like I wrote my parents back together. And I don't truly. I honestly don't. But I think it was just that they had this love for one another that really was indestructible, even though they had gone through all these hard times and been apart for a decade, that they were drawn back to one another. So I think it's just sort of a neat little offstage ending to Dan and Carolyn's story.
Thanks so much for coming in and talking with me.
Thanks for having me, Scarlett.
The Ruins of Us will be released January 17th. Local listeners are invited to attend the launch party at Orr Street Studios on January 28th at 7 p.m. And that's it for Off the Clock this week. Remember, podcasts of this show and all our shows are available at kbia.org. Thanks for listening and have a good weekend.